Hello my friends, welcome to another exciting episode in our Photoshop design series. In this video, I'm going to show you how I created this flyer in Photoshop. If you're new to my channel, kindly hit the subscribe button and don't forget to turn on the post notification so you won't miss any videos I'm dropping anytime from now. Without having to say much, let's get started. Okay, so the first thing you would do is I'm going to come up here and I'm just going to give this a name. So it's just going to be basics club flyer, and width and height stays in 5. Of course, I'm using inches, resolution 300, color mode RGB, and everything else you see here stays the same. So when you're done, you create like this. Okay, so at this point, the first thing you need to do is click on adjustment layer and click on solid color. So what you're going to do here is, this is the background color I use, so I'm just going to copy this and minimize this, and I'm just going to paste it here. Right, I'm just going to take it up a little bit. Okay, so this is the new one, this is what you're going to use. Right, so that's the color code you're going to use. So I'm just going to update this here. It's part of the resource file though, and that I'll be using for this video. So I'm just going to update it there, and of course you can use it likewise too. Okay, so this is the background, right? So the next thing we're doing next is go over to resource file. I'm going to bring in the image of this model here that we're going to use for this flyer. So I'm just going to drag and drop, as simple as that, or you can use the place embedded command, right? So I'm just going to, I'm holding down the alt key to resize this, right? Just going to move it in place where it's supposed to be. Right, so now I want to get rid of these sharp edges. So how do we do that? We've done that in previous videos, but yeah, I'm going to create a mask, and I'm going to select my brush. Select the brush. If you cannot see the brush, make sure your cap lock is turned off. Come up here, and this is where you get the brush, right? Make sure you're using the soft round brush. Make sure you're working on the white and your foreground is set to black, because you're masking things out, right? You're concealing things. So I'm just going to gently, my flow is set to 50, right? So when you're done with this, of course we want to add some extra effects, maybe make the image also pop. So I'm just going to go over to camera raw filter like this. And I'm just going all the way to adjust a few things here. So I'll advise you copy my settings, right? So I'm just going to bump up the highlights, reduce the highlight, and increase the shadows like this. And come down to where you have texture. I'm going to add some textures to it, right? Remember, the whole essence of this is so that we make it pop, right? I'm going to reduce the black, so by reducing, I'm also adding blacks to it, and also I'm going to tint it like this. And when I'm done, I'm just going to click OK like this. Great. All right, now we have that out of, that's before and after, right? So let's move on. Okay, so right about now, I'm going to hide the layer, and I'm going to come to this layer here, and I'm going to select my text, right? I hid the layer of the image so it won't get in the way. So what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to type the word funk. This is what I'm going to use, and I'm just going to move it to this part here. I'm going to change the color like this. I'm going to use this color as a base color. I'm just going to move up here like this. This is the color code I used, right? So when you're done, let me update Okay, create another one here. So I'm just going to font text. That's the color code. All right, so click OK. Right, so I'm just going to center this and I'm going to change the font. I'm going to use Blue Brush. Yeah, this is the font. Right, I'm going to change the spacing here so it's not too much. Right, and Ctrl T, and I'm just going to hold down the Alt key while I increase this. Click enter and make several copies of this. Ctrl J and bring this down. And Ctrl J, bring this down like this. So I'm selecting the three of them like this. And I'm going to convert to shapes. Select again, and I'm going to do merge shapes. Yes, so merging the shapes together like this. Right, so the good thing about it is you can change the color and reduce the opacity like this, and it's just one together. So I'm going to drop the fills also, just so it's faint like this. So I can then turn on the image now. See, you can see how nice it is behind the funk text that we have. So I'm just going to select this color here, click OK. Then for the background color, I'm going to select this color, right? And click OK. So it's the dark color for the background and the light color. Right, so I'm just gonna have that. It's gonna come in handy later on. So I'm gonna mask this out because I need to turn off cap locks. I need to conceal the edges of this funk. So I'm just going to conceal like this, and also this part too. I'm going to conceal like this and make my brush bigger because I'm going to hide this part also. Right, so the funk is more like a vignette effect here. Increase it just slightly like this, and yeah, we're good to go. Okay, so right about now, let's move on. Right, so I'm just going over to my text tool, right, and I'm just going to add some more text to this composition itself. So that's the color code. You can actually copy the color code that I use for it. I'm just gonna make this smaller like this, and I'm gonna place it here like this. Right, so it's music first, and I'm gonna make a duplicate copy of this. Right, Ctrl J, and I'm just gonna bring this down. So I'm just gonna double click on the thumbnail like this, and this is going to be festival. Right, great. So Ctrl T and make it smaller like this, move it closer like this. There you go. Okay, so let's move on. So I'm just gonna speed this up a bit so I can add some other text that I added to this flyer. Okay, so nicely done. So we have our dates. I'm just gonna go to my source file and bring in this image like this. It's directly on top of the background, so you should note that. Make sure you bring it directly on top of the background and drag this up like this, so it covers the whole canvas like this. So what you should do at this point is change the blend mode to overlay, right? You can do extra when you are doing something else, and this is just a nice background to use, right? So I'm going to change this to overlay, and I'm just going to reduce the effect like this, right? So 45, and I think this is nice enough, right? I'm just going to create a new layer above this. I'm going to select my brush, right? And I'm just going to, with my foreground color selected, this is my foreground color, right? So click OK, and I'm just going to dabble around these areas like this. And yes, around these areas, my flow is set to 50. Make sure you don't miss that, right? Multiply, overlay, soft light. I'm going to use a soft light, and I'm going to reduce it just slightly like this, right? Okay, good. Let's move on. I'm going to reduce this just a bit. It's too much. Okay, so because I want the attention on the details and the model, right? Select these three and group them, and you can name them BG. That's the background, right? Great. Okay, create an adjustment layer here, and click on color balance. What you want to do is add some magentas to the background. So on shadows, you can copy my settings for this. Tilt towards this part, and for highlights, tilt towards this part like this. Okay, good. So for open this up, double click on the background, and I think I should reduce the brightness just a bit, so you can change this to the color code, right? And click OK. All right, great. Okay, I think this seems good at this point. Okay, so at this point I need to add some extra effects, so I'm going to go over to where I have my pen tool, yeah, over here. Select the first one. Turn off your cap lock so you are seeing the pen like this. You want to make sure that it is set to shape, right? So this is the color code. So I'm just going to click here, click on this icon here, and impute the color code, and click OK. Make sure you do this first, right? So I'm just going to have this here. And I'm just going to go all the way. I'm going up with my scroll wheel, and I'm clicking this layer here. So create new layer above every other layers that you have. Let it be on top. So you're going to start creating the shape like this. So you're going to, it's like a boat shape. So I'm going to click here. Click here, and finish it up here like this, right? So if it's not perfect, you can always adjust it with the direct selection tool, right? So click on node or the anchor point, and move it in place like this, and good. Okay, so you have this, and we're ready to go. So what you want to do with this is make it smaller, slightly smaller, not too small, right? And of course, we want to create a glue effect with this. So make a duplicate copy of this and convert it to smart object. No converting will not happen now. So I'm just going over to Vivid Lights, change the blend mode to Vivid Lights, go to Filter, go to Blur, Gaussian Blur. This is where the conversion takes place, right? And boom, there you go. But the radius here is still too much compared to where we are heading to. So I'm just going to leave it at this point here, and make sure preview is turned on so you see what you are doing in real time. I'm going to leave it here. I'm just going to type 15 and press OK like this. Make another copy of this, but this time double click on the Gaussian blur and increase the radius like this to create this light effect. Okay, to create this nice light effect, then click OK. So what you want to do with this is select these three and press Ctrl G to group them. You can name this light. Okay, so having done that, I want to make several copies of this layer. So Ctrl J just does the work. You can see how bright this light is actually. So you can move it to this part here. And of course, flip horizontal so it's facing this way and make this small. Like this, click enter when you're done. And I also want a last copy. So Ctrl J again, and I'm just going to move this somewhere here. Make it smaller, it's pointing towards her. And click enter when you're done. So you see, easy peasy, this is how I created this light effect. Right, so what I'm going to do next is adjustment layer. Now I want to work on the image, right? So I'm going to create a clip mask here. So the first thing I'm going to work on are the shadows, right? I'm going to add shadows to this image. So I'm going to bring this down here. Of course, it's affecting audio image. You don't want that. So you can see. So click on the mask, Ctrl I to invert it. And after you do this, go over to your brush. And I'm going to set my flow to 100. Reduce the size of a brush like this. And you want to manually apply those shadows. Since I'm black, make sure you revert this to white. So apply those shadows to these areas like this, or these areas that need those shadows. Right? You can make the brush smaller so that you can get to these areas. These areas, they don't receive light, right? So great. So I'm just gonna add those shadows to these areas like this. So feel free to zoom in and zoom out and make these adjustments slightly here. I'm going to create another adjustment layer after this, before and after, right? Cool. So create another adjustment layer, curves again, create clipping mask, but this time I'm just going to bump up, this is going to be the highlights. Right, so I'm just going to bring this up, invert like this that we did in the first one, and we want to gradually add the highlights. So add highlights here, all these parts here, they're having lights. So I'm just going to add the highlights here, like here, yeah, and also here, all these parts here. So this is basically what you get when you do dodge and burning and all of those things. So the same technique, but in a different way. In Photoshop, there are different ways to do things, right? And we all arrive at the same result. It's just knowing best what to work or what works for you. So there you go, create a new layer again. I'm going to revert this, and I'm going to make, I'm going to create a light source with this. So I'm setting my flow to 100. I'm just going to increase the size of my brush like this, make sure it's there on top of the model. And I'm going to create a light source like this. Set the blend mode to screen. Right? something like this. I'm gonna reduce it because it seems to be too much, and I'm gonna take it up like this, right? Not too much and not too little. So I'm gonna leave this like this. This way we have our light effects. Okay, so I'm gonna reduce this opacity here, and yeah, we're good to go. So you see how much difference this makes to the image. So I'm just gonna go in and bring in this element. I'm just going to be direct on top of the model. I'm still on top, but I'm not gonna clip this. I'm just going to take this to where I need it, somewhere around here. It's just like a shine, a glow shine to the glasses she's putting on. So I'm just gonna change this to screen, and also I'm going to, I should change the blend mode or leave it like this. Yeah, screen works. I'm gonna put this here just so it's at the edge, and I'm going to Ctrl J, make another copy of this, and I'm going to leave this. I think this should be here also, right? Yeah, nice effect. So I'm gonna select the two of them and convert to smart objects. When you do that, what you need to do is click on hue and saturation, right? Create clipping mask on it like this. This is the image of creating the clipping mask on. I'm going to change this to screen so we see what I'm doing in real time. So with the hue and saturation, click on colorize and use my settings for this, please. Okay, I'm going to add some blur to it, right? Add some blur to it like this. And to make it brighter, of course, let's do the needful. So select this, Ctrl J to make duplicate copies of this. And yeah, so I have three copies. So select all of them from the top to this part here and group them, and see they are grouped. I'm just going to give this light, just light. Okay, so to keep my layers in check, I'm going to select all of this and I'm going to group it. I'm just going to name this image, yeah. So also for this, select this one here and select this music festival. I need it to be together, so I'm going to select this food and select this January. I'm going to group them and I'm just going to name this details, right? So it's only music festival that I didn't group because I have plans for it. So I'm just going to group them. Do I need to group them separately? No. Let's see. So I'm gonna make this a little bit smaller. Okay, so I think I need to group the music and festival together because of the effect I need to add to it. So selecting the music already, hold down shift, select the festival, and Ctrl G. So I'll be simple with this, just MF, right? Create a layer above it, and of course create clipping mask on it like this. So what you want to do is kind of tricky, so pay attention to this. So with my brush selected, I'm just going to select okay, no, I'm changing the color, change it to white like this. And what you want to do, selected vivid lights, I'm just going to go over the edges like this. And yeah, I'm just going to create the effect like this. All right, good. Select the two of them. I'm going to change the color, and I'm going to use something like this. That's the color code. You can copy it and use the same thing too. Right, so that's the color code. Use the same thing. So we have this nice lighting scattered effect on the music festival. Right, great. Create a new layer on top of it again, and what you want to do is clip it too. So I'm going to use this color this time. This is the color code, and I'm just going to slightly cover that place up. And linear dodge add, I'm going to add this little bit of tone to this entire text. Right, great. Okay, at this point, let's balance the whole image, make a snapshot of it. Control Alt Shift E to do that, right? And convert it to my object. Go over to camera raw filter like this, and when this comes out, I'm just going over to my blacks, add some black to it. So you can simply follow my settings for this. I'm going to increase the texture, and I'm going to increase the DAs, and I'm going to press OK like this. So this is before and after, right? That punchy look, that's what we want. All right, great. So I'm just going to do this, though it's not supposed to be part of this video or this session. I'm just going to use this to apply some light effects, reduce my flow to like 11, and reduce the size of my brush. I'm just adding some extra glow to these regions like this, and there you go. Right, change the blend mode to linear dodge add, and that sums it up. All right, guys, this brings us to the end of this session. Right, so this is how I created this flyer in Photoshop. Of course, you can check out my next video by clicking on any of these videos that you see to continue in the series. Make sure you subscribe and don't forget to turn on post notifications. I'll see you in the next video.